الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم My dear respected ulama, brothers, elders and my young friends, we just completed the month of Rabiul Awwal, in which the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is celebrated, and the life and achievements of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is constantly talked about. Inshallah, I'm going to just highlight on the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you love someone, there are many reasons why you love someone. One reason why you love someone is because they're quite handsome, they're beautiful, they're very pretty. And that is true. You get, you know, ishq with the person who looks beautiful and pretty and handsome, in both ways. And there's two types of beauty. One is natural beauty. Naturally someone is mashallah handsome, naturally someone is beautiful and pretty. Among the Sahaba, there's a Sahabi, two Sahaba come out, Hazrat Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala an. He was so handsome that whenever he used to walk out, the women from the homes used to want to have a glimpse. That's how handsome he was. Ajeeb ghareeb. And another Sahabi, Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah bin Jarir radiallahu an. Prophet said, Yusuf hadhi ummah. That he is Yusuf of my ummah, of this ummah. He was so handsome. Subhanallah. So I mentioned that one is natural beauty, and then there's other which is fake beauty. That you're not really handsome, you're not really pretty, but you put so much on, okay? So much is put on, so much cosmetics. Ask the women, they know how much it costs as well. And for one wedding, one kit, you'll be £1,000. You'll be surprised. Then the beautician comes, and she'll do all the things as well. That costs quite a lot of money as well. And sometimes it's so much put on that if they were to take it off, it's a different person. It happened. And that is a masla. That if someone's going to see a girl and she's put so much on, you can't really recognize who really she is. And you said yes. After that 2 days, you find out, why, that's not the same person I married. It's an issue. That's why it's very important that by not on that day when they're coming, be genuine. Yes, a little bit, not a problem. You present yourself. But to that extent, it completely changes your complexion. That is not allowed. It is not allowed. Anyway. And beauty and makeup is only allowed basically for the husband. That's the masla. Only for the husband. Anyway. Unfortunately, it doesn't really happen much. But if it does, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Anyway. So there's fake beauty as well. And so much money. It's a billion dollar industry now. People go all the way to Turkey, okay, just to get everything done. Not just the women, even the men. Men supposed to be masculine, but now they want to be more feminine. And women want to be the opposite. It's all gone haywire, basically. If we mess around with nature and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah has created us, then it's going to cause a lot of problems. The way Allah has created everyone is for a reason. For peace to prevail on the earth, we need to understand the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway. But let's go back to the topic. So we understood about fake beauty, and we understood about natural beauty. May Allah protect us from the fake beauty. Sometimes you may look good, but the real beauty is inside in the heart. So anybody? The akhlaq, the character, the personality, that is what attracts that person, basically. Because you may live with someone who's very beautiful, very pretty, but the akhlaq is not good. And if they're going out on the street, someone else may look at them and say, "Bhai, they look nice, handsome." But if you live with that person, you say, "Bhai, I ain't looking twice." And that's the reason. Why? Because of the akhlaq, because of the seerah. Very important for me to learn this. This is what Prophet ﷺ said. Allah looks at your heart. Allah looks at your amal, not just your face. It's very, very important. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Anyway, so there are many reasons why a person loves someone. And one reason for why a person loves someone is because of beauty, how handsome they look, how pretty they look. And if we study who is the one who is the most worthy of being loved, who is the one who is the most worthy of being loved due to their beauty, due to how handsome they look, it will be none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None other than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will give you two examples. It was a moonlit night. I'm sure you've heard this story before. It was a moonlit night. And the Sahaba was sitting, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was right in front of them. And the Sahaba were looking at the moon, and then they were looking at the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were indicating towards one another that who is the most beautiful, the moon or the beloved face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And then they came to a conclusion. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates here that we came to the conclusion that without any doubt, the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more beautiful than the moon. And the Sahaba Ikram did not exaggerate. They were not people who exaggerate. Because they were practical people. People who are practical, they don't exaggerate. We're not practical, we exaggerate in everything. If you want to praise someone, it goes to another level. If you don't like someone, then unfortunately we degrade them to such a level as well. So they're very practical people. I'm going to give you another example. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that the friends of Zulaykha upon seeing the beauty and the handsomeness of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what actually happened? In the whole of Misr and Egypt at that time, the word spread that Zulaykha was a wife of a minister of a very high level family. And because of how handsome Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was, she got completely in love with him. She couldn't keep her eyes off him. And the rumor spread among all the women. Hey, look. And he, at that time, he was a ghulam, he was a slave. He was kept as a slave, a servant in the house. Now, obviously, a woman of high caliber, high status, being in love with someone who's a slave, it is not going to be accepted. If you watch many Bollywood films, you'll find out. Okay? Someone who's rich and someone who's poor, how can that happen? Okay? Anyway, this was happening. And the rumor spread. Now, Zulaykha wanted to prove a point that now I'm going to prove why I got madly in love with this person. Okay, so she invited all the women of the top level, high level women of the high class people at that time, and it was a big banquet. Okay, everyone sitting, and maybe in them days all every posh tables, like we have posh tables nowadays as well. Everyone sitting and about to eat, and then Zulaykha said to Yusuf, "I want you to come out when I tell you, when I give you the order. I want you to come out when I give you the order." So when all the women were settled, some were cutting fruit or whatever, and then she gave the instruction, "Yusuf, come out." Remember, he's a slave at that time, so he has to do what the Malik says, the owner says. So he came out. Upon just looking at how handsome he was, Allah mentions this in the Quran Kareem, "In hadha illa malakun kareem." In hadha illa malakun kareem. This is like an angel. A noble angel. So they were gobsmacked with how handsome Yusuf alayhi salam was. And so they were so amazed that instead of cutting the fruit, they cut off their fingers. That's how beautiful and handsome Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha here mentions that the friends of Zulaykha, upon looking at the beauty and handsomeness of Yusuf alayhi salam, they cut off their fingers. If they had to see the beauty and handsome of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Habib, they would have cut off their hearts.
عجيب وغريب،
عجيب وغريب. That's why Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, Prophet had so much love for her. Once she asked, Ya Rasulullah, among the women, who do you love the most? Among your wives, among the women, who do you love the most? And who does Allah love the most? Anybody? Prophet replied by saying, Oh Aisha, I love you the most. How happy it is for her to hear from the blessed tongue of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever person utters is but a wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then she asks, Ya Rasulullah, who is the best among the men? Who is the best among the men? Prophet replied by saying, Your father, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The fazilat and the virtue of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is amazing. Prophet said that all the doors of Jannah, all the gates of Jannah will open for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And they'll have the honor that we want Abu Bakr Siddiq to enter from our door. We want Abu Bakr Siddiq to enter from our door. We want Abu Bakr Siddiq to enter from our door. Why? What's the reason? Muhaddithin mentioned here. Because Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala excelled in everything. Hal amal me ala. Allahu Akbar. In every aspect of deen, he was the top. Allah. Every aspect of deen. That famous incident, we're about to go for the expedition. Prophet made the announcement for Chanda. Bring whatever you can. Bring for the expedition. Bring for going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Now this is the time I'm going to compete with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. I'm going to compete with him. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet said, Oh Umar, what have you brought for this expedition? What have you brought for going out in the path of Allah? Ya Rasulullah, I brought half of my belongings. Half I've left for home and half I brought for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a big deal. You know how, if we have about 20,000 as our savings and we say we give 10,000 away, who does that? He said he will give half of all his belongings. And at that time, so now I'm competing with Abu Bakr Siddiq, I'm going to beat him today. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu comes. Ya Rasulullah, what have you brought? Prophet asked him, Oh Abu Bakr, what have you brought for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I brought everything. I brought everything. Kuch nahi chora ghar ke liye. Because what have you left behind? Kuch to chora hoga. Allah Rasul ko chora maine apne ghar ke liye. Allah. That's why all the doors of Jannah would open. That's why Prophet, as Umar would mention to Abu Bakr Siddiq, Oh Abu Bakr, you just give me that one night, that one day, that one night you spent with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ghar Hira. When the kuffar were looking for you and you spent, you give me one night, I'm ready to give all my life deeds and good deeds to you, Allah. Amazing, amazing. So anyway, if someone was to be loved for their beauty and how handsome they are, it could be none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another reason why you love someone is because someone has excelled in a field, expert. Koi shakhs koi kisi fun mein mahir ho. Us maharat ki wajah se us shakhs ki mohabbat dil mein paida ho jati hai. Someone's expert. In football, you got Mo Salah, any expert. Because so many people love him. Everyone loves him. Why? He's expert in that field. You don't even know him probably personally. You never even sat with him. If he gets ill or is injured for a couple of weeks, probably some people shed tears. You know, they send the email, but I hope you get better. You know, right? But because he was expert in that, in running, in football. But if you look at Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expert in sakhawat, in generosity, any in bravery, in muhabbat, in compassion, Allahu Akbar. In respect, in adab, in sabr, how would you take a loan, how would give a loan back? He was expert in, he mastered everything. That is akhlaq. That's what we need to be expert in. Expert in sabr, patience. In the early days of Makkah, they had to hide and do ibadat and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they worship openly by the Kaabatullah, then they'll get tortured, persecuted, mocked. Once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Mataf was in Salah and he was in Sijda. And at the time the enemies of Islam, Abu Jahl and his whole army and group, he made announcement, who's ready to get the placenta, the intestine of a camel and place it on the back of Muhammad. So he can't get up. It's a very famous incident. Who narrates this incident? Rabi, his name is in Bukhari Sharif as well. It's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. So they placed the placenta and the intestine on the back of Rasulullah. He could not get up. He could not get up. And on worse than this was, all those kuffar at that time, Abu Jahl, they were sitting around and they were laughing and mocking him while he was in sijda. And the actual narrator Abdul Mas'ud mentions they were laughing in such a manner that they were out of balance. You know, sometimes you laugh and you're out of balance, you're rocking onto the right and rocking onto the left. Actual narrator mentions it, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that they were rocking to the right and left and laughing at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was in sijda. Allahu Akbar. What a sight. Allahu Akbar for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Now this is what I want to mention here. He mentions in that hadith, we were looking, we are observing what has happened, that the Nabi of Allah is being tortured in that way. He cannot even get up from Siddha. He says, we could not do anything. Us waqt hum kuch nahi kar sakte thi. And then he gives a reason as well, because we are very few. Hum bahut kam the. Hum kuch nahi kar sakte thi. Over 1400 years after now, there's billions of Muslims and we still can't do anything. Sirf dekh sakte hai. Kuch kar nahi sakte. Bol sakte hai, kuch kar nahi sakte. We can see with our eyes what is going on every day. Just think, at that time, handful of Sahaba. And he says, we were very few and we could not do anything. We couldn't even lift the placenta of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And over 1400 years, billions of Muslims and we can't do anything. Something that we need to look at ourselves. I look at myself. That what have I done? What can I do? We could do whatever we can, but we try our best. Don't think what use is what my addition to this is going to help. It can help. It was Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who took the intestine from the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so upset and hurt, not because they hurt him, but because he was engaging in ibadat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was in sijda. Sijda is a posture which is the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were actually interfering in the hukuk of Allah. Because Prophet never gave badwa because someone got to him personally. Never gave badwa. But after that he gave badwa to those people. And there's only, as far as I know, in narration, two times where Prophet ever gave badwa. One was at that time. And all those people that were laughing and joking and mocking while the person was in sijda in the battle of Badr, they were all persecuted and killed. And there's another occasion, was when a group, a tribe from the people of Ra'al and Zakwan, it's mentioned in Fadaila Amal as well, many hadith books, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the beginning of Islam as well. Ya Rasulullah, can you send us Sahaba among the Qurra, the Qaris of the Sahaba, the Alim of the Sahaba, Huffaz of the Sahaba, so they can come and preach to us, give us tabligh. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, accepted. He was not Alimul Ghaib, that he would know what's going on, what intention. The intention weren't sincere. So Prophet sent 70 Qurra, Qaris and Hafiz and Ulama of the Sahaba with them to teach them the deen. But what happened? It was just a deception. Soon as they got them into their tribe area, they killed all of them. Except for one. He got away somehow. Information came back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet was so upset. So upset. Allahu Akbar. For 40 days, you know, Qunut Nazila, 40 days, Prophet gave badwa for these people. Allahu Akbar. Again, Muhaddithin mention here, why? Prophet is Rahmatul Alameen, the people of Taif, they threw stones at him. Prophet did not make badwa for them. Allahumma hadi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, these people don't know what's good for them. Grant them hidayah and guidance. But why did he give badwa here for Muhaddithin mention? Is because who were being martyred? Ulama, Qurra, Huffaz. They're the means of preservation of deen. If there's no ulama, there's no qaris, there's no hafiz, who's going to give the deen to our people? Ajeebu Qareeb. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of deen and the beauty of deen. And I'd like to conclude today that Islam is a beautiful religion. We heard from Sheikh Maulana Arshad Sahib yesterday, a beautiful religion. And a couple of weeks ago, there was a march in London where unfortunately a lot of things were mentioned, hatred toward Islam. Islam is this religion and bad religion and this religion and that religion. It was really bad. If you hear what, you'll be amazed. I'm not here to talk anything political. What I'm trying to say here, it's important that we open our doors, because they don't understand what Islam is about. They don't know, understand Islam about hijab. They don't understand Islam about masjid, what is being taught here, why do we wear this clothing, why do women wear parda, why, what's about the Quran, what about the beautiful aspects of Islam. We need to open our doors to them and explain to them so that they don't get the wrong concept of Islam from the wrong people. Open our masajids, open our houses as well if you have to. Give them dawat. Unko ghar mein khilao, pilao, because they're not getting the wrong information. There's about 100,000 people there. And if this spreads, Mawlana Mian Nadwi rahmatullahi mentioned in 1980, Allahu Akbar, we got our masajid and madaris and everything. But if the fire of prejudice and racism was to spread, then we have to be really, really careful. This is what we need to do. So open our masajid, our madaris, our homes, our business. But this is how a Muslim businessman works. Come and have a look how it works. There's no dodgy dealings. There's nothing. We're sincere. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because it's Allah's command. You'll be surprised how it can change the people's narrative on Islam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Couple of announcements. One is on Sunday 28th September. It's a Palestine day. Come and celebrate Palestine, discuss building solidarity in these horrific times. That's Sunday 28th September, then Sunday from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Karma Community Green, Carla Street, Karma. Please, brothers are requested to come. Inshallah, today also we have a world-renowned scholar from South Africa, Salman Qattani Sahib, inshallah. On short notice, it comes, and we are very blessed. Alhamdulillah, they've chosen our masjid, mashallah, Mosul as well. So after Isha Salah, after 8:30, Sheikh will give a speech in English, inshallah. All brothers are humbly requested to participate in the program as well and convey the message to others as well. JazakAllah.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected elders, brothers, ulama. Just a couple of quick announcements, inshallah. On Sunday, the 28th of September, that's this Sunday, inshallah, the Warsaw Kobar Friendship Association will be having their annual Palestine Day at the Karma Community Garden, inshallah. From the entrance is from Carlos Street in Karma, and that's from 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock on Sunday, inshallah. And further to that, as you all know, we've been witnessing on our phones and our screens this genocide that's been ongoing for the last, it'll be 2 years. 2 years, my brothers, on October the 7th this year, it'll be 2 years. Inshallah, on October the 11th, there is a national demonstration in London. All brothers and families and sisters are encouraged to attend that as much as possible. Inshallah, we're looking into organizing a coach from Masjid al-Farooq as well. Inshallah, we'll have more details on that in the next couple of days. But please pencil that into your diary. If you're able to, physically able to, and you haven't been to a demonstration as of yet, please make every effort to attend. As I mentioned, we'll be setting up the coach. Inshallah, we'll find out details in the next couple of days to facilitate those who wish to attend via a coach to do that as well, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله أهل الحمد والثناء المتفرد برداء الكبرياء المتوحد بصفات المجد والعلاء المؤيد صفة الأولياء بقوة الصبر على السراء والضراء والشكر على البلاء والنعماء وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وعلى آله سادة الأصفياء وعلى أصحابه قادة البرة الأتقياء صلى الله عليه وسلم محروسة بالدوام عن الفناء ومصونة بالتعاقب عن التسرم والإنقذاء أما بعد فإن الإيمان نصفان نصف صبر ونصف شكر. فما أشد الاعتناء بهما ومعرفة بفضلهما ليتصرف فيها الفكر. وقد قال الله تعالى: إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. وقال تعالى: وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. وقال تعالى: واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال تعالى: واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجب للمؤمن إن أصابه خير حمد الله وشكر، وإن أصابته مصيبة حمد الله وصبر. فالمؤمن يوجر في كل أمره حتى في اللقمة يرفعها إلى في امرأته. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الله تعالى قال: يا عيسى إني باعث من بعدك أمة إذا أصابهم ما يحبون حمد الله، وإن أصابهم ما يكرهون احتسبوا وصبروا ولا حلم ولا عقل. فقال: يا ربي كيف يكون هذا لهم ولا حلم ولا عقل؟ قال: أوصيهم من حلمي وعلمي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الطائم الشاكر بمنزلة الصائم الصابر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن العبد إذا سبقت له من الله منزلة فلم يبلغها بعمله ابتلاه في جسده أو في ماله أو في ولده، ثم صبره على ذلك حتى يبلغ المنزلة سبقت له من الله عز وجل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: ألم تر أن الفلك تجري في البحر بنعمة الله ليريكم من آياته إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشد في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدق حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة زاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان زل الله في الأرض من أحان سلطان الله في الذي أهانه الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق معكم من الصالحين.
ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جیسا کہ اعلان ہوا ہے کہ آج رات کو انشاءاللہ عشاء کی نماز کے بعد مولانا سلیمان قطانی جو ساؤتھ افریقہ سے تشریف لائے ہیں انشاءاللہ انگلش کے اندر میرا بیان ہوگا، تو تمام اساتذہ گزارش کا اپنے نوجوان بچوں کو خاص کر کے بھیجنے کی کوشش فرمایا تاکہ ان سے انشاءاللہ فائدہ ہوگا. اور دوسری یہ کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں تندرستی عطا فرمائی، اللہ کا شکر ادا کرے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں تندرستی عطا فرمائی، اس کی قدردانی کی، اس کے لیے خدمت لوگوں کرنے کی اور دین کی اشاعت کے ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمائے. جو ہمارے جو بیمار ہیں تمام کو اللہ تعالیٰ شفاء کاملہ عاجل دائی پر نصیب فرمائے. جو مرحوم ہیں ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی بخیر فرمائے، ان کے درجات بول فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی خدمت کو قبول فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کا اپنے اپنے وقت پر خاتمہ ایمان کو نصیب فرمائے. اللهم صل على سيدنا نبينا شفينا وحبيبنا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عما سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.